If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
It is Sue and Kendra here on your Tuesday, what I call Terrible Tuesday, but we're going to try to make it better. And you're probably having a better day than I am because I left this morning without my magnifiers, my glasses, and I was already running late because my husband got up earlier than he normally does. He had a really early meeting. And I don't want to say he got in my way, but he got in my way.
Yeah, when somebody's see, here's the thing. We wake up early, and for most jobs, I think when you're waking up, if you're waking up now or you woke up maybe an hour ago and you're going into an office job or another job, I think you have a little bit more of a buffer for a time to arrive. But for us, we do everything in song count. So it's like, oh, how many songs will it take for me to get there before the break starts? You know, so everything here is minute to minute. So when you have a limited amount of time in the morning and somebody's an obstacle in your way, it's like,
or anything's different.
It doesn't work for us.
So I think people will relate to this in that if anything is different, we're all creatures of habit. So if you wake up and say, you know, your electricity went out or your dog is sick or you forgot to pack the kids' lunches or your partner is up when he or she is not generally up and in your way, anything like that really throws a wrench in things. I was just like,
well, it's
my poor husband. I don't think I was my kindest self.
Well, it's because, I'll say this too, when Steven has woken up early sometimes or he just couldn't sleep and he's up and he, you know, he wants to talk to me and I love that and I appreciate that, but I'm always like, I'm so sorry, I have to go,
I know.
Or they're in the bathroom.
Yes.
Like a couple of times my daughter woke up early because she wanted to shower before school, but then she's in the bathroom when I'm usually in the bathroom, like, what is happening? Why is everybody awake when I'm supposed
to
be?
That's what happened to me, like the whole house exploded. Normally it's just me in the dark, like a sleuth, just getting ready and getting out, and you can move quickly. But the dog, because we both got up, the dog was up running around. Tom was up.
Right.
He's like, "Do you mind moving your stuff to the other bathroom? I need to take a shower." I was like, "What?" And then I go down to get a cup of coffee, and he's so proud of himself. He's like, "I made you a cup of coffee," and I'm like, "Get out of my way!" I was like, "Oh my god, is anyone else like that?"
I think yes, because we all understand. Yes, because we all understand. You love Tom; he's an awesome guy, and you love your husband. But it's those moments where you just need the time to yourself to get up and get out the door, especially morning routines when everybody, and we all push it. Like, if you're listening right now, I don't care who you are, you push it too. Like, nobody wakes up 2 hours before they're going to work to just relax and walk out the door. If you are, please call, because who are you?
I don't know
anybody that can do that.
My husband can.
Well,
we are the actual opposites. Like, I am on two wheels all the time, and he got up early, like 45 minutes before the meeting started. He was ready to go. I'm like, "What are you doing?"
And he just wanted to talk to you, and you're like, I love you, but I just don't.
Do you talk to your partner in the morning, or are you like me? I don't want to talk to anybody.
I got
to
get up and go.